ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
What is North Korea up to? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Will leader Kim Jong-un launch what's been described as a Christmas present? The Pentagon is keeping close watch as nuclear talks with the North continue to be stalled.
Some officials think another test of some kind could be imminent, but the intelligence is, quote, murky.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon.
New satellite images show another concerning development in North Korea. A factory linked to making long-range nuclear missiles has expanded. It's the same place Kim Jong-un visited before his last long-range missile test in November 2017.
A police officer in Bryant, Arkansas, is in a hospital recovering the morning after being shot at an apartment complex.
They were responding to a suicidal subject.
Bryant Sergeant Todd Krausen says after shooting the officer, the suspect was then shot and killed. A first responder told Fox 16 TV the officer is female and expected to be okay. As impeachment remains stuck in neutral during a holiday break with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi refusing to hand the case over to the Republican-led Senate until they set up what she says is a fair trial, House Democrats are considering a second impeachment, dating back to the Russia probe, going to court, trying again to get former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify.
Lawyers for the House argue, quote, this is from the court filing, if McGahn's testimony produces new evidence supporting the conclusion that President Trump competed impeachable offenses that are not covered by the articles approved by the House, the committee will proceed accordingly, including if necessary, by considering whether to recommend new articles of impeachment.
Fox's Mark Meredith. The Justice Department wants the court to toss the case early next month, calling it a political dispute. In the little town of Bethlehem, that is a marching band at a parade as thousands of Christian pilgrims gather on Christmas Eve at the traditional birthplace of Jesus. Bethlehem is in the West Bank, most of it under Palestinian control. America's listening to Fox News.
Attention, men and women. If you're one of the millions that suffer from discomfort with your knee, back, or shoulder, and it's becoming harder to enjoy simple things like working out or just going for a walk, please listen carefully. My name is Donna Taylor, founder of CBD Labs. And here's my story. I was suffering with so much physical discomfort that I had to do something about it. With CBD products popping up everywhere, how do you know which product to use? I was determined to create the most powerful CBD product available from the hemp plant that contains no THC. And we did. CBD Labs is the highest concentrate full-spectrum CBD tested in FDA labs. It goes to work in just minutes, and we guarantee it. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of CBD Labs and get our ebook on everything and anything CBD as your free gift.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs, call 800-490-7843. That's 800-490-7843. Free bottles for a limited time. Call now, 800-490-7843, 800-490-7843.
There is a new warning from the Pentagon to service members telling them not to use DNA test kits.
An internal Pentagon memo is reported to say take-home DNA tests like those sold by 23andMe and Ancestry could pose security risks to U.S. service members. Yahoo News says it got hold of that memo, which says there's concern about how genetic information could be used for surveillance. And the Pentagon warns that since the kits aren't regulated, they could provide inaccurate health assessments. No response on the report from the Pentagon yet, but 23andMe says it uses several security layers. Ancestry says it doesn't share data with insurers or employers, but it will share DNA information with law enforcement if they get a warrant. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Britain's Prince Philip has gone home for Christmas. The 98-year-old released from a hospital to join the rest of the royal family for the holiday. The prince was taken to a hospital back on Friday for what was said to be a pre-existing condition. Some people in Virginia are getting a Christmas gift from a church, paying off debts they've racked up at their kids' schools.
More than $17,000 in school lunch debt has been eaten up in Northern Virginia, thanks to a donation by three church pastors. Unpaid balances were wiped out in Spotsylvania public schools. Money was also given to public schools in Stafford County. According to published reports, the need is nationwide, with about 75% of school districts reporting unpaid meal debt. The pastors at Mount Ararat Baptist Church in Stafford say they plan to do it again. Pam Pusso, Fox News.
On Wall Street, it'll be a short trading day on Christmas Eve. The markets will close at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. At the moment, stock futures are up modestly. This is the day after the Dow rose 96 points to another record. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 also hit all-time highs. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monacelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 20 years is the sentence for a Tuscola man who admitted to sexually assaulting a girl he was supervising. 58-year-old Clyde Kearns pleaded guilty. He'll have to serve 85% of the sentence, or 17 years. And he was given credit for about a year he'd already served since his arrest. He's accused of sexually assaulting two girls. They were both under the age of 13 when they were molested. Governor J.B. Pritzker has put together a new group to study the state's early childhood education system. It is a 29-member commission whose goal will be to make Illinois the best in the country for raising young children. It is comprised of state lawmakers, the state superintendent of education, advocates, school officials, and providers. The Chicago Sun-Times says the commission will recommend better ways for the state to use the Early Childhood Services Fund. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monacelli.
MVP Patrick Mahomes for Helzberg Diamonds.
Okay, the clock's ticking and you still need a gift, but you're not sure where to start. Believe me, I've been there. So here's the game plan. Get to Helzberg Diamonds, where they have stunning jewelry at great prices and all the no-pressure advice you need to bring home a W. You've got this. Now get out there and win the holidays.
And right now, get a free Xbox One S with Madden 20 and NBA 2K19 when you spend $1,199 or more. Limited time offer while supplies last. See online or in store for details.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-Day Weather from the National Weather Service. Brought to you by Blossom Basket Florist from Simple. It's simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. 367 Rose or BlossomBasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. We're starting out with some fog. In fact, a dense fog advisory until 9 o'clock. We've got a high 50, though, today, down to 35 this evening as Santa comes to your house. On Christmas Day, partly cloudy with a high 57, low 47, up towards 60 when you're returning gifts with some clouds.
Who returns
on Thursday.
Gifts? Everything
okay,
is perfect.
Sorry.
Nobody takes him back. Nobody regifts.
Down to around 35 in the evening, but 60 on the 26th. That's
60 degrees.
And we're looking good as far as wrapping up December with some pretty mild conditions. Right now, the temperature's at 30, a mile and a half of visibility. ESPN 93.5.
Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Christmas Eve, and we're here.
Yeah.
Jingle bell.
Holmes was the man in 1957. A long time ago. That's 62 years ago.
Jingle bell, jingle bell.
Hey, Bobby, when you write Jingle Bell Rock, this thing's going to be played in Champaign in 2019.
Isn't that crazy?
Unbelievable. Hey, I'm so honored that my son Nathaniel's going to kind of help us co-host this morning. He's in town, as so many are. You went out last night and you saw a whole lot of friends.
Yeah.
Who'd you see? Name them off. Nate Overman, who's a pro in Nashville, pro golf teacher in Nashville.
Nice.
These are Nate was one of the real
elementary
good
school friends.
Elementary, okay. and all those golf tournaments together and everything. Yeah,
yeah. He was in fact talking about some newspaper article he had saved from the ECIJG East Central Illinois Golf Tour days.
Okay,
like Mason Silver, Ben Dodds, and
yeah,
you know,
all
Nate,
those guys. And yeah, I remember we were at Turtle Run. In Danville.
Mm-hmm.
And Nathaniel was cooking along pretty good. It was a 9-hole. You were like 8.
Yeah.
And Nate came out to the green. I remember that. I didn't remember last night when you were talking about Nate Overman. And he said, what'd you shoot? And Nathaniel said, I got a 35. and Nate kind of shoved you in his shoulder and said, you just won the tournament. It was his first win.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
I think Nate was the messenger for that one.
Excellent.
So that was good. Yeah, a lot of people. Sterling Bowman, who's a Filan native. Jake Kluth. Josh Kulas.
All your buds.
Daniel Rudy. Yeah.
Daniel Rudy. Wow.
Yeah, yeah,
how's everybody looking?
Everybody's good.
What'd they think about your big announcement?
It's very exciting. A lot of congratulations.
Good.
Which is good, and I'm grateful for that. Grateful
Allison
that people keep
said
up with me.
Yes.
She said yes, exactly. The most important thing. And she was surprised, so that was a bonus.
Yeah,
that's
no,
great.
But it was I tell people we were in the bushes.
Right.
And it was like, you were there? Yeah.
Yeah. So we were in the bushes.
I mean, I don't think it's all that weird.
No, absolutely not. And I was talking, another friend I saw last night, Kirk Logue, was talking with him, and just other people, proposals look way different depending on who you are.
Mm.
And
yeah, right, right, right.
You know, I mean, some
well,
folks
and a
do
lot
it
of
like
people
in,
do want to capture that moment, though, and you
well,
need
yeah,
people
exactly.
there.
And Benjamin do it in front of families. Him,
and Benjamin did that. He captured it, and I said, Nathaniel was wearing some FBI wiretap yeah, thing in his pocket.
Benjamin, perks of having a brother who's a videographer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was, and then weather. At Lincoln Park,
it was perfect.
It was idyllic.
It was
like
42
and no wind, not a
no
wisp
wind.
Of wind.
Nice.
And when maybe you have candles out there at your engagement, uh-huh. you want to make sure
oh,
the wind's
yeah.
not blowing.
Right. Or rain. So,
how about John and Sharon Buckert?
Yeah.
John Buckert, these are like grandparents, extra set. And not even that. They're not even that much older than all of us. Anyway, the Buckerts are dear friends of ours.
Yes.
And John Buckert last night said, I've been invited to a lot of things. But not that.
Well, yeah, and Sharon was, they were both there in the bushes with you guys.
Yeah, no,
and
it was
Sharon
really
was commenting about how she was also like kneeling down or crouched down
yeah.
in the bushes.
No, we were like Pumon, you know, Lion yeah. King, man. We were Simba.
Well, it was great. I'm glad there was a spot
there.
That I had found that, you know,
Timon.
Had some
that's right.
concealing bushes
uh-huh.
for you
yeah.
guys.
No, it was one of the great moments. And I just, you know, I got real watery because I started flashing back to all our stuff and all our walks and all the things, you know. So I'm going to be like that guy. I'm going to be the guy in Father the Bride that just weeping.
That's
I
gotta, right.
Oh, my God.
Bubbly
Martin Garrett.
Yeah, no, the other one.
No.
The Steve Martin daughter married the guy, and the guy's bald, and he's real rich, and Steve Martin goes to the house, and the Dobermans get him. Anyway, that guy, he's just so sad. I just can't do that. So you guys are trying to get married next year. So,
yeah, 2020.
Nice.
Figure it out.
Did you ask her parents beforehand?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That was something, Diane, that, yeah, I got a number of questions asking whether or not I would even do that. And right. for me, that was just always something I had planned on doing, just out of respect for her and respect
for
her dad.
My husband asking my dad if
yeah.
I was, you know,
absolutely.
If it would be okay. And my dad said, oh, my financial disaster there. Are you sure?
Oh, man. I didn't get any warning like that.
My dad tried to talk him out of it.
Hey, come on, Gene.
Thanks a lot, Dad.
Gene, help the home team here. What are you doing?
At breakfast at IHOP on campus.
Wow.
I wasn't there, of course.
Yeah. Well, that's, I think anymore, isn't that kind of part of the procedure is to talk to the parents?
I think so.
And I think you really... And I just know that her parents love you because we're Sandy, and mm-hmm. I believe it's
yeah.
Ken and
yeah.
Sandy, wonderful people. But the way they were so appreciative of you, including them in some of these, I know that Sandy was very appreciative. So
well, I just think if and when I have a daughter, I would want to be included mm-hmm. in things like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
that was the goal.
Sure.
Sandy sounds pretty good on the radio.
Yeah, he does.
It's early morning.
Glad you're there. Merry Christmas, Nathaniel.
It's awesome having you. So he'll be with us as we move along this morning. Not a lot planned. I think we're calling Ed Martin. We'll chat a little bit.
Okay.
Maybe some fun stuff this morning. Dr. Todd, is he working?
Okay.
Whoever did any show prep to make sure
exactly.
all this is happening. And then I've got my 12 Days of Christmas as I'll play clips as we go from a guy I met 30 years ago over the phone. And he just called 400 businesses and came up with the top 12 of faking his voice and taking the 12 days of Christmas literally.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll play that snippets as we go here
Hans
this morning.
Hans Christian Andersen?
Hans Peterson.
Peterson.
Hans Christian Andersen, great author.
Okay, Hans something.
That's all right, Hans something. Hans Peterson. Now play the first clip here in the next few minutes. Let's check your sports headlines and do that next.
Get your parts on, get your parts on, girl.
This holiday season, Pards Western Shop has gifts for any lifestyle. From boots to jeans, belts to bracelets, and everything in between. New inventory arriving daily with today's latest trends. Pards staff can help you find that perfect present for everyone on your list. Open 7 days a week. Stop by today. Check them out online at Pards.com.
So get your parts on, girl. It starts with the stop at Pards Western Shop.
Get your parts on, get your parts on, girl. Welcome back to CUTV. We are the power couple of Balzer Upper. In the kitchen, Jessana, we are seeing so many wonderful Dynasty cabinets and American granite countertops from Luther Falls. This kitchen is beautiful.
That's not even getting to the bathroom, Chop. Luther Falls does amazing work. The bathroom has all the amenities and beauty this house deserves. Some awesome tiles, amazing new tubs and showers.
Luther Falls has all the cabinet colors and options. They make renovations so easy.
If you are in the Bloomington or Champaign area, contact Luther Falls immediately. Go to their website, lutherfalls.com. Financing now available.
Hi, Rob Dollhouse, Executive Director at CU at Home. What would it be like to be without a home in the midst of plunging temperatures? As we near the end of 2019, would you consider making an end-of-the-year contribution? All gifts are tax-deductible and support all the vital community resources provided through CU at Home, including year-round men and women's shelter, a resource absent from our community for nearly 20 years. In the first month of the shelter alone, we've served 111 different men and provided over 1,000 nights of care. Please visit CUAtHome.us to make your gift.
Well, there go the Packers last night. I really needed Minnesota to beat them for the Saints seeding for the NFL. But
right.
Monday Night Football, Packers won, I believe.
Yes, 23-10 over the Minnesota Vikings at Minnesota. So they are the NFC North title winners. Green Bay is at Detroit on Sunday. The Saints are at Carolina. Yeah. And then at 3:25, the Colts are at Jacksonville. And, of course, lots of Bears fans going to be enjoying that noon Sunday game up in Minnesota against the Vikings. So we'll see how things shake out. Also trending in the NFL world, the Seattle Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch for a deal for the San Francisco 49ers.
It's just stunning. He hasn't played in years,
right?
And you're going to throw him out.
Back for a season.
Or this game. I don't think he's eligible for postseason. I think they missed the deadline.
Right.
So what do you get for the game? $1 million? I mean, the guy hasn't carried the football in several years.
I didn't read what the deal was, just that he's back and everybody's excited.
Well, that's great, but what happens when about four San Francisco 49ers hit you for the first time? Are you still, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Good luck to you. But they had like four guys hurt. They don't have a running back.
Right.
So it'd be like me calling Coach Ditka. Coach, can you come play? Okay. No, not, I'm just being facetious here. But Marshawn Lynch?
Right.
Okay, we'll see.
Yep. Gonzaga, the new number one. This is the sixth time we've had a different number one in the AP Top 25. Gonzaga is 13-1 on the season. Then the Ohio State at number two, Louisville at three, Duke four, and now Kansas has dropped to five since they are 9-2 on the season. Just looking over the list real quick to see Michigan at 11, Maryland at 13, and Penn State is 20, Iowa at 25.
Penn State. Eighth ranked, man.
I know.
What?
So we've got 18 Big Ten games that'll start in the new year. Of course, Sunday at 1, we've got North Carolina A&T. I know Stacy Skelton, who is the one that nominated Elizabeth to get the $500.
From 217 Mortgage?
Yes. Yeah. So Stacy's going to be going to that game and totally excited about
it. We gave her legacy box tickets.
I know. Fancy.
Yeah.
We had Orlando beating the Bulls yesterday, 103-95. Pacers over Toronto in overtime. That final was 120-115. On to the NHL. New Jersey beat the Chicago Blackhawks 7-1. St. Louis Blues winners over the LA Kings. Final 4-1. Congratulations to Dan and Cindy Ditchfield.
Yeah.
They are going to the bowl game.
Yeah.
It's Monday, of course, in the San Francisco area at Santa Clara.
Hey, you want to know what Santa Clara is like? Where the Illini play Monday in the bowl? Go outside today.
Yep, pretty much like
it's
this.
It's going to be 60.
Exactly.
I mean, that's about it. This is Santa Clara, the greater Santa Clara area. Here's your weather. Come on.
Exactly.
Amazing.
And so, you know, pretty much across the street from Levi's Stadium, thanks to Stevie J Travel, a little money for the car rental because Cindy's best friend is in San Francisco.
Yep.
You got to ride the trolley and all that.
Well,
a lot of people recommend getting that Muni card so you can do all kinds of different ways of public transportation where in your that San Francisco area. That does not include the BART, by the way.
Yeah.
The BART is the Bay Area Rapid Transit. And just had a great time when I was in San Francisco. I don't recommend roller skating, though.
Oh,
and
my.
I did try that.
Not a good idea.
And when I wiped out in a bush by the San Francisco Zoo, I had a bunch of Asian tourists taking my picture.
Wow. Well, you were spectacle.
I had a leaf between my two front teeth.
Oh, my God.
My wipeout on the roller skates was that bad.
There's a lot of hills in San Francisco.
I could not stop.
There's a lot of hills in San Francisco. Take note. But you never did it again.
I never did it again.
Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copy or printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years at wattscopy.com.
Morning fog, dense fog advisory until 9. Today's high 50, 35 hour low tonight. Partly cloudy for Christmas Day. We've got a high 57, low 48. Up towards 60 by Thursday with the clouds. 48 on Friday and Saturday. There's some showers in the forecast. Right now, the temperature's at 30 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland and Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric and Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Nathaniel, my son, my oldest, is hanging with me. The triplets helped me when Diane was gone a few weeks ago. Glad he's here along with Diane. We'll be right back. It's 7:20.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Pre-market shares of Boeing are up. The troubled aircraft maker is putting its future in an industrial veteran's hands. Boeing has named new CEO David Calhoun. This in the midst of a crisis that has rocked Boeing since two deadly crashes led to the grounding of its 737 MAX jets. Stock futures are trending higher today ahead of the opening bell in a shortened session on Wall Street for Christmas Eve. This following another record-breaking day Monday, the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all closing at record highs. Former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick may not be playing anymore, but his name can still sell plenty of sneakers. His Air Force One shoes selling out online through Nike's website. The brand made the 32-year-old activist the face of an ad campaign for the company's 30th anniversary last year, and it appears to be paying off. That's your Fox Business News. I'm Tom Graham, invested in you.
America is a special place. It's a place where we work for what we want and speak up for what we believe. Where we have the power to change the course of our nation and the world. Every 4 years, we make a choice for ourselves, for our families, for our future. We do something most people across the globe only dream of. Democracy 2020. It's in your hands. Fox News. America is watching.
Going bowling. Join the fight and get rewarded. The U of I Community Credit Union has the official credit card of the Fighting Illini. Don't have the Illini Visa yet? Apply today at IlliniCard.org and rewards cardholders score 10 times points on all U of I purchases. And new reward cardholders get 30,000 bonus points when you spend $3,000 in the first 90 days. An Illini bowl game means extra points for you on purchases made with your Illini Visa Rewards Card. Apply online at IlliniCard.org.
This is Santa Claus.
Santa, it's Mrs. Claus. You gotta stop sleeping on the job if you're going to get all those toys delivered on time.
Don't worry, Mrs. Claus. The elves are helping with the new cars we bought them.
Santa, we can't afford that.
That's where you're wrong, my darling. I took out each and every elf car loan at the U of I Community Credit Union. They're the number one local lender with rates right now as low as 2.49%. That's low, Mrs. Claus.
Sure is, Santa. Now get back to work.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands. Here's a great offer from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering instant rebates up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying training systems. That's $1,000 in instant rebates or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. Any season, any time, you can count on Lands.
See Lands or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Kind of a sad one here, but pretty good song. It was a popular big old hit, wasn't it?
This new song's Christmas Shoes?
Yep.
Oh my goodness, tearjerker.
Yeah.
It was almost Christmas time, and there I stood in another line, trying to buy that last gift or two. Not really in the Christmas mood.
play a little of our 12 Days of Christmas, Hans Petersen. I want to play a clip of that. Ed Martin, we're going to try and rustle up here on this Christmas Eve. I hope you're good to go. But you know what? This is a little lighter program. We're going to take a little break after this. Love talking about love.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something? If we were all, Nathaniel, if the whole, if we just loved, there's a lot of fist clenching right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said how bad and unhealthy it is to hate. And there seems to be, I mean, I've been called a hater. Okay.
Right.
It just depends on perspective. Anyone could be called a hater.
Yeah. I mean, hate is like taking poison and expecting someone else to die. It hurts you. So it's just in this time of year, and there's people that are conflicted with family and not looking for, well, I'm sad for you and I pray for you. And I remember one time, a long time ago, a guy said, why do you pray? I said, because it works. He just said, why? He says, because it works. There's a connection there if you want it. And that's the big thing, is that if there's something like that that you want, it is available. There is peace available.
Mm-hmm.
It's available.
Well, and that's what all of this, it's so interesting to me how so much of our year and the year, the world's year, revolves around this day and this week. I mean, the tomorrow being Christmas. And it's just, you know, what is Christmas? It's the birth of Christ and celebrating Him coming into the world. So it's just interesting to me how there is so many secular thoughts or secular, you know, just traditions around Christmas, when very evidently it is the birth of Christ, God in human form.
But you can't really say that, right? I mean, Donald Trump had a Merry Christmas rally, calling a Merry Christmas. Mike Ditka, remember a decade ago? Mike was saying, yeah, it's ridiculous. Oh, Merry Christmas. Hey, no, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. He just rushed
it. Right.
I do it when I feel it's appropriate. I say Merry Christmas.
And I don't, you know, I don't think, and it's happy holidays, happy Hanukkah. It's fine.
Yeah, well, there are
happy Kwanzaa. Many, I mean, sure. I'm okay.
There are many things to celebrate.
But don't be offended if people say Merry Christmas. I mean, they're just,
absolutely.
Because
that's what December 25th is.
That's what
December
it's about.
December 25th is
right.
Christmas.
But I don't want to get militant on them. And if they want to just, but it's not like, why would they be militant on me?
Agreed.
It shouldn't be. We just turn down a little sensitivity dial sometime would be good.
Yeah.
All right, Hans Petersen, somebody brought me a cassette. I'll never forget. It was like a gold cassette. He brought it to me in 1989, and I started playing it, and I think I played at least portions of it every single year. So it's like the 30th anniversary. I don't think Hans Petersen is still with us. I've been trying to figure it out. I interviewed him once a long time ago. And I can't find Hans Petersen, but here's his version. He's a radio star in Salt Lake City, Utah. And it was always available, this, because people always wanted to get copies. I said, go to Randy's Record Shop. And that's really where it was.
Hello, please?
Yes?
Are you having a pear tree, please?
A pear tree?
Yes.
Hold on a minute. Yeah, we've got quite a few.
Oh, very good. We are having a Christmas play, and we want to have a pear tree to put a, like a partridge in the pear tree, in the song.
You're having a partridge in the pear tree?
Yes. You know this song, then?
Yeah.
What we want to have is a tree that is big enough for the bird to be in. Hello?
Okay.
We want it to be big enough for the bird to be in the pear tree, so it does not break the pear tree.
Okay, hang on just a minute. Let me make sure they're big enough for that, okay? Our pear trees are really quite small. They're only 4 to 5 feet.
Do they have the leaves?
Uh-huh. They've got a few leaves on them, but you know, right now it's the time of season when they lose their leaves.
Ah.
So, you know what you could do is get a tree that's alive, and you could either put fake leaves on it.
Do you have these?
No, you don't have to make them up. You don't have to make them.
Could you see the bird if it was in the tree? With the leaves on the tree?
If it didn't have any leaves, you could.
Well, you think we should have the leaves on the tree for the Christmas, because we have not done this before, and we want everybody...
Yeah, I can see where you...
We want everybody to be surprised.
bet they will be.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
White House counsel Don McGahn testify.
If McGahn's testimony produces new evidence supporting the conclusion that President Trump committed impeachable offenses that are not covered by the articles approved by the House, the committee will proceed accordingly.
Fox's Mark Meredith, that could mean additional impeachment articles against the president. The White House is claiming executive privilege in preventing McGahn from testifying. NORAD is once again tracking Santa's journey. This year, children will be able to follow Santa on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or a dedicated mobile app. They can also ask Alexa. Or there's the old-fashioned way by calling 877-HI-NORAD. The Dow Jones is looking to make gains again today on a short trading day for Christmas Eve. Futures so far this morning have been up about 30. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monacelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Two people, including a child, are dead after a house fire in Champaign this weekend. The fire broke out at 9 Sherwood Terrace late Saturday night. The Champaign County Coroner says 49-year-old Leslie Gill died early Sunday morning at Carle Foundation Hospital. The other victim died at a hospital in Chicago. The News Gazette says a female child died in the fire. A third person had non-life-threatening injuries. The home was fully involved with flames when crews got there. It is not clear yet what started that fire. Investigators say a space heater caused a camper home fire in Rantoul early Saturday. Firefighters were called to Fountain Valley Mobile Home Park at 8:20 in the morning on Saturday. A resident heard his smoke alarm going off and got out safely. The camper home was destroyed. Firefighters kept the fire from threatening any other mobile homes in the park. It took about 20 firefighters 80 minutes to get that fire out. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monacelli.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Struggling with gift ideas? Who doesn't need more tools? Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get professional quality power torque tool sets on sale now starting at just $19.99. You can even order online and pick it up at your nearest O'Reilly store on your way home. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Well, we got Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, and I know this is Christmas Eve, but maybe after Christmas, they got their awesome deals at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World through New Year's. Check them out for the best selection of appliances in all of Central Illinois. That's all they do. Since Jimmy Carter was president, that's when Dennis Reakin started this thing. Big sales on GE, Frigidaire. I'd like to make you look that one up. GE Frigidaire, do you know when Jimmy Carter was president, by chance?
I do. I mean, in the 70s, but...
76 to 80.
There you go.
Big sales in GE Frigidaire, Electrolux, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid. Johnny saw him on campus.
Jimmy Carter?
Yeah. My name is Jimmy, and I'm running for president of the United States.
In the mock election at St. Thomas and Philo, I voted for him.
Every child votes Democratic as a child.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Okay.
I think the influence of schools, you know, more Democratic.
I see.
Okay, let's see. GE, Frigidaire, Electrolux, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid.
Just
Dick Van Dyke.
About my nuns and the sisters that were influencing me.
Did they have rulers? Didn't they hit their hand with a ruler?
If you were out of
line. Let them straighten up.
It's a different era.
Exactly.
Dick Van Dyke will beat any competitor sale prices, plus with high-quality appliances and the best customer service around. You can't beat that. And don't forget, they also offer an incredible free 10-year protection plan.
Wow.
Dick Van Dyke, I didn't even wait for that.
Uh-huh.
And don't forget, they also offer a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you want to visit for the best deals around. Check them out, Champaign location, south of 74 on Neal, online at appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. Nathaniel, my oldest son, who, again, just got engaged to lovely Allison, just a wonderful young lady.
Glad you guys found each other.
Thank you, Diane. So am I.
I mean, she's, fortunately, good news, I remember pretty much the whole thing. When Nathaniel told me last, I think December, might have been last November, and he said, Dad, I met somebody at church. I said, who? Her name is Allison. I said, oh, great. And that was about it. And then they had coffee On the day we went to Asia last
New
year.
New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Last year.
So you had your bag packed. You had coffee with Allison. And your first impression was?
I would like to keep talking to this girl. I'd like to keep hanging out with her.
Very good.
And I think she felt the same, didn't she?
I think so. Yeah. We'd have to ask her.
I'd have to ask her.
I was the same with Mike on our blind date.
You just wanted to see him again?
Yeah, this guy. I got some spark with this guy.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we went on the cruise.
We were on the cruise.
Yeah, and then you decided to do what?
So, in the last year, or my second to last year at Illinois, I took two semesters of voice lessons, and that gave me, or exposed me rather, to opera and learning how to sing that, and also performances. So I have been to a few shows, and I had tickets to the Lyric Opera in Chicago for the end of January.
Okay.
This was this past January. I had two tickets, and originally was going to take my mom. I had asked her. She was available.
I'm pretty fired up to go.
An excited mom to go to the opera. Yuck. And here we are in, I think we were in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And I had been, you know, had coffee with this girl, Allison, and had two tickets to the opera and thought, wow, that would be fun to take Allison to the opera.
Yeah.
So I, you know, went about this, what I thought was the proper ethical way, where I asked my mom, Mom, would you be okay if I asked Allison to the opera?
And she said, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, then I texted Allison, and Allison, the most fun part is she said yes to that.
Yeah. I remember where you were in the room looking up since she said yes.
Wow.
I said, come on.
It's a vivid memory.
I said, I do.
And once in a while, he keeps them in his head. Every once
something.
In a while. So,
I have a good memory, Doris. Oh, don't be getting on me like that.
I don't remember that detail.
I just remember
she said yes.
I just remember it was we didn't have to wait very long.
Right.
Isn't that amazing? You could text an invite in Hong Kong.
Yeah, I was in Hong Kong.
Mm. It was like the next day,
Chicago.
And it was unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it went to the opera.
So we went on that date.
Hanging out and kept, and she's just a delightful, wonderful young lady.
And she's a teacher.
Yeah.
Chicago Public School.
You know, the folks who are single, though, I say, you know, try to strengthen those Christian bonds and go to church and reach out.
Absolutely.
Maybe join the, singles group or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
a good place to meet people.
Absolutely. That's where Allison and I met, and it's, I think you could do little wrong striving to meet someone in church, whether or not it's starting as a friendship or just building, those relationships in church.
Because hopefully there's a commonality of,
foundation
you share
of faith.
Yeah.
Right? You have that in common.
But with that faith comes that peace with that and growth and
it's
morals and values and some good things that you really need the integrity of that,
absolutely.
I think. So
it's immediately a talking point that it means a lot to both people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. ESPN 93.5.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I need a turtle costume for a bird.
A turtle or a bird?
No, I need a costume for a bird, but it has to be the costume of a turtle. We are going to use my birds in the Christmas play for the 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, I see.
And we want to dress my doves up as turtle doves. So I need little bitty turtle costumes.
Let me ask whether we can make them or not.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I need a small turtle costume for my doves.
For your dove?
Yeah, well, two of them.
Two of them, huh?
Yes.
You got two doves?
Yes. We are using them in the Christmas pageant for the two turtle doves scene. And, hello?
Yes.
And I need to have small turtle costumes to put on the birds so they will be the turtle doves.
So that they will be the turtle doves, huh?
Yes.
Well, anything's possible.
Well, one of my sisters said we should just use like a helmet, like a soldier's helmet, and just paint that like a turtle shell and then just strap it on the dove.
Well, that'd be kind of heavy for a dove.
Well, that's what my other sister said. She says, I'm all screwed up, I've got it all wrong, that there's no such thing as a dove with a shell on it. Which is right?
I think a turtle dove is a breed of dove. I don't think it's a dove with a shell on it.
Oh.
The second day of Christmas, my true love said to me, two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
Meat department, may I help you?
Yes, do you have three French hens?
Okay. I don't.
Would you get some in?
Okay, hold on.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir, this is Mr. Colley.
Hello there, how are you?
Fine, sir. We are going to do the Christmas pageant.
Uh-huh.
And we need to get the three... do you have French hens?
French ones or fresh ones?
You know...
Oh, yeah, we'll have fresh ones, all right.
No, not a French. You know the song?
Oh, yeah, I know the song.
Well, let's say three...
In a pear tree, huh?
No, just the three French hens.
Uh-huh. Well, we'd have to import them, I think, today if we had to have them.
How long would it take?
Oh, at least a month and a half.
Oh. So we going to get them for Christmas?
I would doubt it.
Would they be dead?
They would probably be, yes.
Oh.
And frozen.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three French hens,
two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Hans Peterson's 12 Days of Christmas.
Back in the day when you could call people. And
without telling them they're being recorded. Yeah. And then, he did 400 phone calls.
Wow.
To get these 12.
Right.
And then he went back and had to clear it, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Wow. But I don't think anybody... coming up, the Lords of Leapin's a pretty good one.
Okay, very good.
He calls a temporary agency that employs people. And the guy's going, well, generally, the Lords aren't unemployed. And he says, and the guy says, but if they were, how many would you need? He says, I need 10. It's 10 Lords of Leaping.
Right.
Anyway, Hans Peterson will go all through the...
I didn't realize he was actually spinning it as a pageant. I thought when you were telling me about this, he was literally just calling, trying to make it an ambiguous. I'm looking for three French hens.
Yeah.
Not for the song.
He did. He did all those. It's all his voices.
Different ways of getting people.
Yeah,
to,
no, it's hilarious.
You know, to contribute to this. Well, I was just looking at the 12 Days of Christmas package price in 2019, $38,993.
If you actually got a partridge, if you got two turtle doves, if you add it all up, it costs
$38,000.
People actually put on these pennies.
I mean, I'm just saying
what would it cost for five gold rings and all those
that's
things?
That's funny that someone's actually compiled that price.
I just
Googled it was also, I believe, the 12 Days of Christmas was the Gospels telling the story of the Gospels and Jesus in a hidden way. Partridge in a Pear Tree is Jesus. And then each one goes through and it has a meaning for the gospel because they couldn't be so outward with their Christian faith. Google that. 12 Days of Christmas is really about the story of Jesus with hidden because you couldn't, they were persecuted and you couldn't share the gospel like that. Confirm my information that I believe I heard years ago. 744 sports headlines coming up. ESPN 93.5.
Cyber criminals will steal an estimated 33 billion security and private records by next year. The average cost of a data breach for a small business in North America is as high as $117,000. While these numbers can sound frightening, they don't have to be. Ease your fears by having Area-Wide Technologies come look at your setup. They'll ensure your system is secure and will give you a detailed inspection report of just how susceptible to these threats you are. Call them today at 359-8041.
Get ready to enjoy the sun, waterfalls, and wine with Champagne Outdoors in Croatia. Champagne Outdoors has partnered with experts on small group adventure and luxury travel to plan the ultimate getaway to Croatia in May of 2020. Explore beautiful national parks and unique islands in historic Croatia with locals from Champaign-Urbana. You'll visit the Blue Island Caves by boat and ride bikes through the countryside where you'll stop for wine tastings along the way. You're in for the adventure of a lifetime. Visit champagneoutdoors.com/travel. It's Red Box Bowl Party time at Pia's. Watch the game live at Pia's this Monday. Kickoff is at 3 p.m. and the Jack Daniels girls will greet you at the door. While watching the game at Pia's, enjoy $5 Jack Daniels drinks, buckets of Miller Lite and Coors Light specials. Pia's will serve up specials on buckets of wings and chicken strips. Or try the famous Slugger Burger. Say go Illini with other football fans ready to beat the California Golden Bears. Terrific raffles while you watch the bowl game at Pia's.
All right, Nathaniel, what'd you find?
So, Googling 12 Days of Christmas meaning, we find one website, Vox.com, says a popular theory that's made the rounds on the internet is that the lyrics of the 12 Days of Christmas are coded references to Christianity. It posts that the song was written to help Christians learn and pass on the tenets of their faith while avoiding persecution. Under that theory, the various gifts break down as follows, as the myth debunking website Snopes explains. So, saying it's going to break down all the verses. Yeah. Two, the turtle doves represents the Old and the New Testament.
Okay.
French hens, faith, hope, and charity, theological virtues. Four calling birds, the four gospels, or the four evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
Yeah.
Five golden rings, the five books, the Torah of the Old Testament. Mm. Six geese a-laying, the 6 days of creation from Genesis. Seven swans swimming, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
Yeah, that's in Galatians, I believe. Eight maids a-milking, the eight beatitudes. Nine ladies dancing, the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. Mm. 10 lords a-leaping, the 10 commandments. Mm. 11 pipers piping, 11 faithful apostles.
Huh.
12 drummers drumming, the 12 points of doctrine in the Apostles' Creed.
Isn't that crazy? That's amazing. That's awesome. I thought that was the case. That's
something
so cool
to bring up around Christmas dinner.
There you go.
Heard on ESPN 93.5.
747, liftoff now for sports headlines.
All right, in NFL action, the Packers on top of the Vikings 23-10 to cinch that NFC title. Green Bay will face Detroit on Sunday. The Saints are at Carolina. The 325 game. Colts are at Jacksonville. We also have Chicago Bears taking on the Vikings at noon on Sunday. Seattle Seahawks is trending with their running back Marshawn Lynch back for a game against the 49ers. He's 33. He had 6 seasons with Seattle from 2010 to 2015. Seattle Seahawks are 11-4 on the season, and the 49ers are 12-3, and this could determine the NFC West championship. On to the Illini in our bowl game that's happening December 30th out in Santa Clara near San Francisco. Dan and Cindy Ditchfield signed up to win. They've also got a year's supply of coffee from Dunkin' on West Springfield near Mattis. And Pia's is in on the fun. Pia's is where I hope to be watching the game.
All right.
And the Jack Daniels girls out there. Lots of drink specials and food. Should be fun. Eric Myers high-fiving me when I said, yeah, let's do Pia's at a watch party for that bowl game on Monday as we try to beat the California Golden Bears. As far as the AP Top 25 poll, Gonzaga, the new number one, the sixth team to become number one. Ohio State, Louisville, Duke, and Kansas round out the top five. Big Ten teams in the AP Top 25. Number 11, Michigan. Number 13, Maryland. Number 14, Michigan State. Number 20, Penn State. And number 25, Iowa. Our Illini face North Carolina A&T Sunday at 1 at the State Farm Center. On to the NBA courts where Orlando beat the Bulls 103-95. Pacers over Toronto in overtime 120-115. And on the ice, New Jersey over the Chicago Blackhawks 7-1. St. Louis Blues win over the LA Kings 4-1. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Thank you, Diane. Stevie J Travel headed to Hawaii. We'll be in San Francisco on Thursday night. We'll just miss the bowl game by just a couple days. So we'll be cruising to Hawaii, around the islands and back. I'll be giving you reports along the way. We'll try and give you something from San Francisco, and then we'll give you something from Hilo, Honolulu, Kauai, and Maui. That's where we'll be.
And you'll be doing some scuba diving since you're all certified now.
Yeah, Alex Gettner over at Midwest Scuba, you'll hear his messages beginning in January on the radio about how you can learn to scuba. And the message should be, if Stevie J can get certified, so can you.
There you go.
Oh, mommy.
A lot of people doing experiences instead of gifts. And scuba diving could be one that you share with that special someone.
At this point, you probably need to write it on a piece of paper and buy it after the first.
That's right.
Going after Christmas. But no, that's a really It's just one of those physical things, Nathaniel, that your dad didn't know he could even do right now.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got in the pool to do our little swim test, what does it mean when the lifeguard's standing and walking with you?
Yeah. Yeah, just double checking.
I look back and I'm going, they really think I'm going down here. Because she's walking with me. Oh, I'm going, this really looks
just
bad.
Making sure.
And I'm pretty embarrassed.
Well, the good news is when you scuba dive, you have a wetsuit, which provides a lot of buoyancy.
Yeah. So. Well, the test, I didn't have that. So anyway, made it through. And just the physical accomplishment for me was, so it's, all it tells is if you don't think you can, you can. Mm-hmm. You can get through it.
Yeah.
And scuba diving, I found, is a great way to enjoy, you know, any body of water, really. I mean, yeah. You know, obviously, the better the visibility, the more enjoyable it will be. But 70% of our Earth is covered in water, what? So what a great way to see it.
Kind of opens up a lot of the Earth.
Exactly.
If you want a trip, you see it from a different perspective.
Exactly.
So I can't wait, because we did our dives up in Kankakee at the Hague, is what it's called. And it was 58 degrees and not a lot of visibility.
No.
So this, hopefully Hawaii will be better.
It will only go up from there.
We think so. Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. We all like the Parks, Betsy and Brad. They own CMI. CMI is on Bloomington Road in Champaign. And you can get there for your 2020 purchases, all your janitorial supplies at CMI, cmiclean.com. CMI can be reached at 359-6262. It's Betsy and Brad Parks, terrific local janitorial supply company. On Tuesdays, we talk doggies and cats. Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro, Madison Kirby, also next to the police station in Mahomet. We have a little stocking for our dogs. Do you do that, Todd?
Oh, well, not a stocking. We don't have enough room in our house for all the stockings we need. But just, we have cookie time.
Oh, boy. It just reminds me, we'll have a Dalmatian plantation.
That's right.
Yeah. That's what they got at the Likens. So did
it's pretty funny when you see them all, see all these dogs sitting around in a semicircle getting their treats. And some of the smarter ones will start, they'll get on one side and they'll get their treat, and then they'll race around to the other end hoping to get a second treat.
No. Nice.
They think it through it.
Hey, the English Creams are crazy smart, unbelievable dogs. That's what Todd and Gina breed. Now, did Taylor get engaged?
She did. Wow. She got engaged this weekend.
Well, Nathaniel, my oldest son, is in studio, yep. And he also just
engaged.
Yep, and they got engaged in Chicago, although I wasn't hiding in the bushes. We weren't that planned out.
Where in Chicago did they get engaged?
You know, I don't know yet. Taylor was crying so much when she called us that we didn't get much information. So we'll get to see her tonight, but we haven't seen him since yet. So.
I mean, but you knew it was coming. He asked you first, right?
Yeah, again, I love that tradition. He asked us a year ago, actually.
Mm. Wow.
And
wow.
We've just been kind of waiting for the time.
Wow, that's so cool.
You know, and to tell me a secret like that, I'm not a good secret keeper. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
For a year.
That's
but I did
that
it.
Secret.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. Well, and Taylor is a absolute walking example of God's miracles on earth, because
she is. We feel blessed.
I mean, she was not, it was not good. And then you had a special, was it a stem cell procedure that, and she's got, God willing, just going to live another 90 years and she's going to do great, but she's doing great, isn't she?
Yeah. You know, thanks to help from your listeners and others, so, you know, we were able to get her the stem cell treatment for MS, and it's been over 3 years now with no symptoms, no medications, and this is something that never would have happened without this miracle.
Amazing. Well, we're excited.
We feel blessed.
You bet. In this season of blessings, it's awesome to remember. Wonderful blessing for Taylor. Okay, so the dogs and cats, we always tell people you can email Dr. Todd for the list of food they should not have. because there's quite a list, 130 something food.
Oh, at least, you know, that's what we got on the list. So we could probably add more if we worked at it. But yeah, I was gonna say you gotta be careful with your Christmas presents. Another good example this week, the case of the week for me, was everybody had their Christmas presents under the tree, and dog was in the room, and guess which present he picked out while they were gone?
Mm.
A 1 pound box of chocolate.
Oh,
and
no.
And he ate it all.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So we had a little hydrogen peroxide going on there?
Well, yeah, I mean, the good news was they were creams. They weren't solid chocolate.
Okay.
So that, reduced the risk quite a bit. But I'm sure he was on a sugar high that night.
Oh, well, I mean, again, that's the candy aisle story with Charlie, who got into all the Easter eggs. So and we got a piece of bread, hydrogen peroxide, and made Charlie give it back. And it looked like a candy aisle because they were still had wrappers on them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Really bad diarrhea, too, on the backside. So, yeah, keep the food treats up until right before.
Well, okay, how do people reach Dr. Todd Likens in 2020, my friend?
Hey, we're going to keep the same phone number, 355-PETS, 586-PETS, and PetProVet at Gmail. People are more and more using my text, 217-202-1100. And we're just going to be driving around town and taking appointments even while I'm driving if you need me to.
Awesome. Okay, and again, where can they see these beautiful snow angel dogs that you have?
They're here at work every day.
Unbelievable.
Love people coming in to visit them. They're right now jumping up on the front counter. But we're at Kirby and Manis and right by the police station in Muhammad.
Well, listen, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, Dr. Todd. We'll talk to you in 2020. Thank you, sir.
Congratulations, Nathan.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Dr. Todd Likens. 756.
Makes me think of Kelly Kirkham, who I saw last night.
Yeah.
Kelly and John Kirkham. Kelly recently got an English Cream Golden.
Did she really?
Yeah. And she said, largely because of her interaction with ours.
They're great dogs, aren't they?
They are.
And how is Kelly?
She's great.
Married.
In Houston.
In Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
We saw a lot of friends last night. So
yep, everybody's coming home.
It's fun to get together. Mm. And you look down and say, man, oh man, where's time go? Because you guys are just in middle school, man. Unbelievable. remember the time we had, it was at your 11th birthday party, and your dad learned a real good lesson, that there's a dynamic shift when you have six kids over for a sleepover versus 11. A huge sociological phenomenon. We had 11 over one night. We were downstairs in Melrose house.
Yeah.
And it was just, I just remember thinking there was a tipping point here that just didn't work.
Yeah. I had 21 girls in the backyard.
21 girls.
But we had five tents. So that was fun.
You guys.
They slept in tents?
Yeah.
We had a
camp out with a fire.
Well, there you go.
Well, that's. Sounds fun and good, wholehearted activities.
Exactly.
Well, you guys were in the one bedroom, 11 of you.
Were so, we really?
Yeah, wow.
I remember that.
Yeah, okay. Birthday. I think your 11th birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, fun, good to see your friends last night. What was the bar? Name of the place?
Barrel House 34.
Yeah. Right in downtown.
Yeah, right on Neil Street.
You know, right across
awesome
from
place.
Tins and Skins.
Well, by Rick Orr.
Yep.
Who I saw recently. Rick Orr, florist.
Mm-hmm.
Rick is, of course, Station Theater.
Yes.
And I reminded him, Rick Orr, I said, you know, he looked at me kind of funny. I said, I'm Stevie J, one of the greatest actors you've ever coached. What's wrong with you? Because Johnny and I were in West Side Story in 1975, only the third season of the Station Theater.
Mm.
And I like to say we starred in it when, in fact, we were Puerto Rican gang members.
Just part of the gang, yep.
Of the Puerto Ricans, not even the Jets.
Gotcha.
The Jets got songs. Puerto Ricans, yeah. A little discrimination going on there. I had one word in the show, and it was mix, spick, and then I said wop. It's a derogatory term. And it was in the soda shop scene, and sometimes in practice they'd blow through my line. I say, Rick, can I say my word? I got one word in the show. And Johnny's dance partner at the gym went on to be in WKRP in Cincinnati TV show. Anyway, I reminded Rick of the fact that it kind of blew through my lines, and I haven't been offered any roles since 1975, and I wondered why.
No agents at the show.
Mm. Anyway, it was good to see Rick Orr. I told him to come by sometime.
Yeah, very good.
Have some coffee.
You bet.
He's doing great. Looks good, and he's still working as a florist. All right, we're going to break for the news. Nathaniel's here. Diane Ducey, we have one more hour of the year, and then we're going to take a break
on
the show. Merry Christmas to you. God bless all of you. We're going to be right back after the news at the top of the hour. And in 2020, we shall continue our law enforcement appreciation. We appreciate law enforcement. It's important. It's critical. We have our people in uniform respected, and you follow their directions. You sort it out later. Just do that and be very, very little. Nothing ever happened. News next. Ken Sprague, law enforcement official of the month, City of Urbana, Urbana police officer. Man, you're great at this. I mean, he said, I'm not very. He's a wonderful.
Exactly.
Have you ever done radio before?
I have not.
Come on,
I got
man.
The face for it.
Come
but
on.
I've never done it.
I mean, it's a different world than what you guys deal with every single day. And what is the most satisfying about being an Urbana police officer?
I grew up in this community. You know, this community's done so much for me. We all make mistakes as kids. I was no different. But I've luckily had mentors to raise me throughout the community. you know, not only my mom, you know, her friends, but people within the community, people within the Urbana Police Department. Still to this day, I credit Lieutenant Cooper with the Urbana Police Department. He was just kind of the guy that I always saw who was present, didn't put up with any BS. He was kind of the guy that I looked up to growing up through high school. And so just being able to give back and being able to see that I can make a difference and that this community still accepts me in order to protect them.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callskToday.com.